It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up in a few minutes on Central Time, it's Food Friday. And in the spirit of the season, we'll figure out what goes into figgy pudding.
First, President Obama leaves to celebrate the holidays in Hawaii this evening, bidding farewell to Washington for 2013.
It was a rough year for the president with Edward Snowden's NSA leaks, a troubled launch of the Affordable Care Act website, and lower popularity with the American public.
Before leaving town, President Obama addressed the press and the public one final time this year. Here with us to talk about that final press conference is UW Stevens Point political science professor Ed Miller. Ed, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Veronica.
Well, President Obama opened his address talking about the economy. What message was he trying to sell?
Right. He's trying to sell, obviously, the economy is getting better. We've come out of recession some time ago, but it was a very slow increase. But now we're adding, he mentioned, 2 million jobs recently and 8 million over the last 45 months. Yesterday they had announced that the economy in the last month has grown by 4.1%, which is a significant growth in comparison to the previous time. So he started by emphasizing how much the economy is improving.
And that's obviously a decent place for him to start, given the fact that it has been, you know, it's been a rocky year for the president. He's had a few rough patches. What was the tenor of this press conference like in general?
Well, I think the tenor was essentially the president was very positive. Unlike his previous press conference, where he was more apologetic in terms of the Affordable Care Act's website and problems of enrolling people, this one he was much more positive on a whole range of issues, whether it's certainly the economy, the Affordable Care Act itself, in terms of who it affects and benefited already. As well as things that the administration is doing. And he emphasized that because that tends not to be seen, that they look at his legislative achievement, you know, president being the chief legislator and having difficulties, especially with the split Congress, but that the administration is doing all kinds of things itself. By executive orders, by creating programs. He mentioned particularly the manufacturing hub, the Connect Ed, which is the capacity, the wireless capacity in all classrooms in the United States. And they're also doing some things actually related to gun control, but by executive order. Now, I know that he didn't mention it, nor did the press mention it, that some of those are being challenged on whether the president can do that himself.
Now, in terms of bipartisanship, the president didn't exactly say, well, those days of partisan gridlock are in the past. Moving forward, we're all one big happy family. Did he seem, though, optimistic that there was the possibility of more cooperation down the road?
Right. I mean, he was more optimistic, although he was cautious. The optimism he mentioned certainly came out of the budget, which he didn't get everything he wanted, as he mentioned, particularly the extension of unemployment. That there is a two-year budget agreement. He also mentioned immigration, which he spent some time on in the press conference, and particularly at the beginning that nobody in the press seemed to ask him about. It's one of his big policies is immigration, which passed the Senate. And Boehner has promised him, he said, that it will be brought up in the House. And he was very positive in passing that. He did not want to go back to gridlock. And some concern was expressed when one of the reporters asked about the extension of the debt ceiling. And he said, well, he's not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling because these are bills paying for expenditures that have already occurred.
Now, he also mentioned the launch of the Obamacare site as his biggest regret. I think I just heard in the NPR story that he actually used the term screwed up.
Right.
And I guess that's what we like to hear from our public officials, that when they screw up, they admit it, and then hopefully they can move on. Do you see that Obamacare rollout as being the driving force behind the public's low ratings of him recently?
I think so. I think that that was one of the major things. And then there was a continuing concern about the inability to sign up. Now, interesting enough, if you look at press reports, you don't hear too much about that anymore because now people are actually signing up. And so now the emphasis is on other matters with regard to the Affordable Care Act, such as the exemption yesterday, which really only applies to a very small number of people who've had their policies canceled and they don't have a new policy. They will be able to take, only for 1 year, a hardship out so they don't have to pay any fine if they don't have health care.
Do you get the sense that the tangled web that was the beginning of the Obamacare rollout, do you think that that is behind him and he's out of the woods now?
Well, I don't know if it's behind him. I think you're right. I mean, it depends how things go during the year. If during the year, and I expect it to occur, that there would be much more positive on the health care and a lot of these waivers that had taken place will disappear, you know, next year. And if they get the business small business website working, I think by next November, you know, the midterm election, things will be much more positive, certainly in the health care. I don't think everything will be gone. But he emphasized a very important point, and which doesn't seem to get a lot of play, is that really the website and this all signing up only applies to 15% of the population. 85% have health care and have received benefits, such as if you have, you know, deductions. Most people have deductibles, I should say, and copayments. If you get any preventative health care, you no longer have that. Or limits on yearly or lifetime health care, you know, how much you get. It used to be, you know, maybe $1 million limit on how much health care you can get for a lifetime. Those are all gone. So these are all, and I don't think a lot of people attributed that, and that was one of his points, to the Affordable Care Act.
Now, we've got to talk about another one of the black dogs nipping at President Obama's heels, and that would be the NSA surveillance issues that have come up. What did he say to try to put to bed some of people's fears about that?
Well, what he fundamentally said was that there has not been abuse, that, you know, there's concern. He wanted to balance, you know, privacy and abuse. He says there simply has not been abuse. And he says the concern is a perception that in lack of trust, essentially, of the people. And second, he said potential for abuse. Now, right, so far there hasn't been abuse. Therefore, is what he said was he will be looking very closely at these 46 recommendations that the committee reported to the president essentially on Sunday, but many of them were out last week, the 46 recommendations. The one he seemed to be going with, interestingly enough, was one that NSA said will be a problem, and that would allow the telephone companies to actually keep the data. And only if the data needs to be searched will they then seek it from the telephone companies. NSA seemed to push back against that because of technologically how to do it. And the other problem is whether the telephone companies right now don't keep the data for that long. And NSA was keeping it for 5 years, I believe. And but he seemed to be going for that one. In this press conference, but he said he will get back about which ones he will approve, which ones essentially he won't, and which ones need work and maybe eventually approved.
Now, President Obama gave this press conference during the day. Was there any significance to that?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because, I mean, he's given most of his press conferences during the day, and given his dropping poll numbers, it would have been good, I mean, for him to give it at night, in which he can emphasize this thing, you know, such as, you know, no abuses of the NSA, such as the 85% have been helped and how they've been helped. Those kinds of responses, you know, would have been advantageous to him if he spoke directly to the American people, because people would be watching it at night, much less so during the day. But he chose to do it just simply as a true press conference in the press room, rather than in the more auspicious settings that we've seen before, where the president walks down this hall and stands in front of the press is there. But it's really also speaking to the American people.
You think he was just eager to get to Hawaii?
No, because he could have done it before. He didn't have to do it today.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have done it another day. I don't think that was the issue.
Well, let me ask you one more question. He was asked outright, was this the worst year of your presidency? He didn't agree with that, but what do you think? Was it?
Well, he's had a lot of trouble this year. He did best in the first 2 years of his presidency, and that was because he had a Democratic Congress. This year certainly was a problem. The worst, it's a question of whether it was this year or when the question of shutdown of the government occurred. But I mean, this was in the beginning of this year or this year. But I mean, the Snowden situation has dogged him this year, and certainly the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. So I mean, it probably was his worst year. He didn't look at it that way, he said.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Have a nice holiday.
You too. Ed Miller joining us there, political science professor at UW Stevens Point.
Coming up, it's a Holiday Food Friday. We'll have figgy pudding and everything.